This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
This next story has everything. A stolen identity, a British lord, Interpol, an American man missing for 23 years. He may have been a spy. It only sounds like a thriller, though.
It's the real-life case of a fake Earl. British authorities have had a man calling himself Lord Christopher Buckingham in custody for the last year and a half. The real Christopher Buckingham died as a baby in 1963. The man in custody has refused to say who he really is. Joining me now is Sean O'Neill from the Times of London. He and a colleague broke the story as to the bogus Earl's true identity. And Sean, welcome to the program.
Hello, how do you do?
Fine, thank you. Well, before we get to who he really is, tell us what happened. How did he assume this fake identity?
Well, he came to light last year when he was arrested entering the UK on a passport in the name of Christopher Edward Buckingham. And it seems that what Buckingham had done was to assume this identity in much the same way. I don't know if you're familiar with the Frederick Forsyth thriller, The Day of the Jackal.
Mm-hmm.
But he basically gone through the death register, found a child that had died around about the same time that he was born, stole that identity, and you got a copy of the birth certificate. Using the birth certificate, was then able to create a whole new identity for himself. He obtained passports, national insurance numbers, bank accounts. He subsequently married under this name. He fathered two children. He promised his son that one day he would inherit the title, Lord Buckingham. And just blithely for 22, 23 years went on living this strange sort of Walter Mitty existence.
Okay, and let's get to now who he really is. How did you find out who he really is?
Well, we in the UK and in Europe, there were quite a lot of stories written about this guy around November last year when he was jailed for passport offences. Someone who was in the States, in Florida, who had been searching for their missing brother, chanced upon these photographs and stories. And the likeness, in one in particular, in which there's a picture of the young Buckingham with a beard, struck them as very much like their brother who'd gone missing 23 years ago.
But what about his wife? Wasn't she suspicious before this?
She was suspicious because his behavior in the last few years of their marriage was very strange. He spent more and more time away from home. But also, he never seemed to answer a straight question. And when they divorced, she made some inquiries. She placed an advert in our newspaper, actually, saying, "Does anybody know, is this Christopher Buckingham seeking information about him?" She also investigated some of the stories he told her. For instance, he had told her that his parents were English diplomats who died in a light aircraft crash in Egypt in the early 1980s. There was no such crash. There were no foreign nationals who had died in Egypt in any light aircraft crash that year. So she realized he wasn't who he said he was, but she didn't know who he was, you know.
That's kind of creepy to think that the man you married and had children with is
yeah.
Someone totally different.
Very creepy, yeah.
I wonder if his American accent ever slipped out.
Well, apparently his family, the Stopfords in Florida, they say that he could always, from a very young age, mimic a really good English accent. He was very, could really put on quite an upper-class English voice. So.
And where do the suspicions that he might actually be an American spy come in?
This is something we've been told by the family, that he was a high school graduate who left high school, went straight into the Navy, and was involved, they believe, in some kind of secretive or intelligence unit in the Navy.
So what's next in this strange saga?
You'll have to read the Times tomorrow to find out.
Can you give us a hint?
No, but it's worth reading.
Oh,
I think the fingerprints will prove very interesting.
The very mysterious Sean O'Neill, reporter with the Times of London. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Okay, go to the Times website tomorrow.